This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, baphulaphuli, singena ke ngalongoma apha kwesigaba senkqubo yethu ubulelani kakoyo esithi xa ndilahlekayo nkosi uzundikhumbule, xa ndilahlekayo wena nkosi uzundibonise indlela. Kanti ke those who are watching us pa on Facebook, they can tell ukuthi I'm not alone apha studio namhlanje, ukhona umfundisi ophakathi kwethu. Mfundisi, I will just give you this opportunity to greet abaphulaphuli on this precious Sunday, a resurrection Sunday.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Inkosi kakhulu mfundisi for this wonderful opportunity. I would like to greet abaphulaphuli ngegama lika Yesu Kristo wase Nazareth. Ndiyabulela mfundisi. We really thank God for this powerful weekend esikuyo, because it's not just an ordinary weekend. So siyabonga nakuba the listeners and the viewers baku Facebook Live ukuthi they are with us as we are celebrating the death, but not just the death, and also the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So umfundisi Mkhwanazi lona, ngiyabonga mfundisi, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Wow, mfundisi, siyakwamkela enkqubeni, and those who are following this show, they can tell ukuthi it's not the first time coming here and be a blessing kubaphulaphuli, and as well nalapha esikhululweni u Radio K Pulpit. Mfundisi, as you have nicely put it, ukuthi this is a special Sunday, apho we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ. He did not only die, but he resurrected from the dead. Ethi Bible, if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwelleth inside us, he will also mortify our mortal bodies. Mfundisi, mandikunike ke le opportunity to share with us what you have prepared for today.
Hallelujah. Enkosi mfundisi. Ngizawucela siye kwincwadi ya it's Philippians chapter number 1. We will read verse 21. That is our chief scripture mfundisi. And then sizawufunda nje amaverse abe maningana namhlanje.
Okay.
And yeah, for our edification, and we understand ukuthi nomphulaphuli naye will enjoy reading the word of God. So let's title lakhona ithi to live is Christ. So nathi our title for this message mfundisi, we are saying to live is Christ. So we are going to try to be brief mfundisi, because we understand ukuthi we don't have enough time to start from the book of Genesis up until the new testament, but we are going to try to summarize so that umphulaphuli akhona ukuthi afumane what we are talking about. So verse 21 mfundisi, I'll just read verse 21. Uti, for me, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me repeat again. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Father, may you bless the reading of your word. Let it transform us. Let it touch us, O God. Let it restore places that need restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Let it touch each and everyone, O God, that is listening, that is watching on Facebook Live, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So, mfundis, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 21 and 22, it for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Then verse 22 akona uti, for as in Adam all die. I'm not sure if you notice something. It doesn't say for in Adam all died. It say for in Adam all die. So it means into enzagala mihla nemihla len. Even so, in Christ all shall be made alive. In Christ all shall be made alive. So it means good thing in a, remember, uThixo has given us a free will. So I decide whether I want to fall ngapha ku Adam or I want to accept Christ so that I can be made alive. But let me not go ahead of myself mfundisi. It all started in the book of Genesis.
Mm.
I will try to just summarize it because verse 22, uti in Adam all die. So now how it happened is that God decided to entrust man, which is Adam. Mm. He put him into the garden and he told him, he gave him all the instructions. Mm. He told him, you can eat here, but there's one tree where you are not supposed to eat from. Mm. That is the tree of knowing the good and the evil.
Mm.
And to fast forward, Mfundisi, man disobeyed.
Yeah.
That's in Genesis chapter number 3. That's where now the fall of man came.
Mm.
And I want you to notice something. When God comes to ask Uguti, what happened?
Mm.
He does not ask Eve, but he's calling Adam. He says, Adam, where are you?
Yeah.
And others might ask themselves, Uguti, why is he calling Adam? Why is he not calling Adam and Eve and saying, Adam and Eve, where are you?
Mm.
But he says, Adam, where are you? Because if you remember, Mfundisi, when God put man into the garden, the instructions were given to Adam.
Mm.
The instructions were not given to Eve.
Yeah.
So Adam was fully responsible and accountable to God.
Mm.
So whatever that was happening in the garden, he's the one who was supposed to give account.
Mm.
So when deception came and everything happened, he's also at fault because he ate, even though he knew that. But God said, we're not supposed to eat from this tree.
From the tree, yeah.
So now I want to read Mfundisi, verse number 10. Verse number 10, okay, this is chapter 3. Uti. So he said, that is Adam responding, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Verse 11 says, and he said, who told you that you were naked? That is a very interesting, who told you that you were naked? Because when I left you here, you were clothed with my glory. And there's nothing naked about you when I left you here. Because remember, there was communion in the garden. There was harmony in the garden. There was no lack of food in the garden. There was supply. There was everything that they needed. So now, after they did what they were not supposed to do, now they saw that, no man, but there's something missing here. It's because they disobeyed. So now, who told you that you were naked? So it means he ate from the tree that I told him not to eat from. And that's when, Mfundisi, the chaos started here on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's when now it became easy to sin against God and not feel any remorse. That's when if you remember, Cain murdered his brother, Abel. And when God asked him, where is your brother? He remember how he responded. He said, I'm not my brother's keeper. Imagine such a response to the creator of heaven and earth. So to fast track Mfundisi, so that we don't take too much time, then we find Joseph, the son of Jacob. He is now in Egypt. Egypt is a foreign land to him. He was in prison in Egypt, but through the grace of God, he managed to go up the ranks. So now, as he was there, now the children of Israel as a whole now, but they found themselves in Egypt. Remember, Egypt is not where they're supposed to be. Now, it is a foreign land. But one thing I like, Mfundisi, remember, they were given in the book of Genesis, when God was creating man, he said to be fruitful and multiply. So even though they are in a foreign land, the Bible says, Mfundisi, in Exodus chapter 1, verse number 7, but the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. Like, but kanjani? Because these people are in a foreign land. But remember, they've been blessed to multiply. They've been blessed to be fruitful. So even if they're in a foreign land, this blessing that is in them, it is going to show up. And now the Bible says in verse number 12, Mfundisi, before I actually say verse number 12, the Egyptians were bothered by this to say, these people are becoming too many, but they're in our land. Verse number 12, Uti Mfundisi, but the more they afflicted them, that's the more they multiplied, and that's the more they grew. Because there's something that the enemy forgets about the children of God.
Wow.
Which it doesn't matter where they are. You might try when to say I'm pressing them down, but that
Jesus.
Which is inside of them will rise.
Hey,
that the more the enemy is pressing us down, that's the more our faith and fullness is growing.
Yeah,
the more the devil is pressing us down, that's the more we are receiving strength from God. Even in the book of Psalms, I think it says, I was glad that I was afflicted because it taught me to obey God. So even Job, when he was going through these things, he was not looking at what he was going through, but he was looking ahead to say, I know that my Redeemer is not going to leave me. Let me not go ahead of myself. But now the attack in Egypt, the affliction in Egypt did not stop the children of Israel from growing. Now you know the story. I believe Nomphulaphuli knows the story. There were many things that were happening. But I want us to focus on the last plague. Now, uNkulunkulu wathumela umhlengi. God sent a deliverer into Egypt by the name of Moses. But even when Moses mfundisi afika lapha, they did not listen to him. They were wondering, who is this one? Who does he think he is? And now God was performing miracles. But still, the heart of Pharaoh was very hard. He could not let the children of Israel to go. So now the Bible says there was a last plague. I think it's plague number 10. The last plague, that's when now the angel of death was released. When the angel of death and fullness was released, it was targeting all the firstborns.
Hey,
the firstborn
Jesus.
Of the king, the firstborn of the slave, all the firstborns were targeted. But the children of Israel were exempted from that. But there was one condition in Fundisi. They were supposed to take the blood of the lamb.
Hey,
not just
Jesus.
Any lamb, but a perfect lamb.
Wow.
They were supposed to take this blood and smear it on the doorpost and put that blood on the doorpost so that when the angel of death comes, it can see good to know, but I can't go inside here. I can
Jesus.
Go to other homes, but I can't go to this home where there's a blood. But that was prophetic in Fundisi, because that was just the blood of the lamb. Unkulunkulu was saying, there's something greater that is coming. There's a blood of my son that is coming. There's a blood of Jesus Christ that is coming. That is why in Fundisi, Jesu is called the perfect lamb. He's not just a lamb, but the perfect lamb. He's a sacrifice.
Wow.
So now what was happening in Fundisi, you can find it in the book of Exodus. It's chapter number 12, where this lamb was supposed to be sacrificed. This lamb was symbolic, or it was a symbol of what was to come. It was a shadow of what was to come in the New Testament.
Wow.
So one thing I like about this in Fundisi, they were given instructions on how to sacrifice this lamb. This lamb was supposed to be without blemish. And even when they were killing this lamb, the Bible says they were instructed to not break the bones of this lamb. They were told, Mfundisi, you're supposed to eat this lamb and finish it.
Hey,
you're not
Jesus.
Supposed to eat and leave it. If it happens that corner is salayo, you need to take it and burn it. You're not supposed
Jesus.
To eat it the next day. What was happening here, Mfundisi? God was showing us, you need to accept Jesus Christ completely. You
Jesus.
Need to accept him wholeheartedly. There's no part of Jesus that you'll say, no, I don't want this one.
Yeah.
I will choose only that one. I will choose where he's speaking to his disciple and say, go and get money from the fish. I will not take the one where he's saying, I must love my neighbor. I'm going
Jesus.
To take him entirely. So I want to emphasize this in Fundisi. When they were supposed to eat this lamb, they were supposed
Jesus.
To eat the entire lamb. Why the entire lamb?
Jesus.
They were supposed to eat the eyes of the lamb so that they can see like Jesus Christ. Because remember, this lamb was the representation of Jesus Christ. They were supposed
Jesus.
To eat the ear and fullness of the lamb so that they can hear like Jesus Christ. They were supposed
Jesus.
To eat the feet of the lamb so that they can walk like Jesus Christ. When they see them, they see good. These ones are not the same as the
Jesus.
People of the world. They were supposed to eat the heart of the lamb so that they can emote like him,
Jesus.
So that they can show compassion like him. We are
Jesus.
Not like the people of the world, Mfundisi. Our hearts are not stones. We are able to show compassion to those that are needing it. We are able to show the same compassion that Jesus showed the ones that were sick. They were supposed to eat the mouth of the lamb so that they can speak like Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us just to look at it, Mfundisi, in John chapter number 6, I'll read a couple of verses. John chapter number six, from verse 53, Mfundisi, to 58, just to give a background of the story. Now, in John chapter number 6, Jesus is talking he fed the 5,000. So he's telling them, "Good, I know why you are following me. You are not just following me because I'm the Messiah or I'm the Son of God.
Jesus.
You are following me because of food. I fed you, therefore you are following me." But now there's a turnaround, Mfundisi, there. He says, Jesus Christ says, "But there's something that you must know. You must eat this flesh. You must eat, because I'm the bread." He starts by saying it's the bread of life. Now they're thinking the bread of life. He's telling them, "I'm coming from heaven and I'm the bread of life." So let's read, Mfundisi. I'm going to start reading from verse number 53. "Then Jesus said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" So Jesus was telling them that if you really want this life, you need to sacrifice and eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Oh, verse 54, Mfundisi. "Uti, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So if, Mfundisi, you really are concerned about the resurrection, you need to eat this flesh. If you are concerned about the resurrection and coming back to life again, you need to drink his blood. But if you are not eating his flesh and not drinking his blood, unfortunately, resurrection is not guaranteed for you. Oh, verse 55, "Uti, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." Oh, verse 56, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." That's why the mystery is locked, Mfundisi. I'm going to unpack it as we continue. "As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he who feeds on me will live because of me." So when we feed on Jesus Christ, that's when we get life. As he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. So Mfundisi, during that time, many of the disciples, they left him. And the Jews, they complained. The Bible says they quarreled among themselves. Why does he want us to eat his flesh? And Jesus was telling them, when he's concluding, verse, I think it's verse 58. He says, "Remember your fathers, they ate manna. But still they died." He says to them, if you are going to eat this flesh, you are guaranteed that you're not going to die, but you will live forever. You are going to have eternal life. But Mfundisi, I like Luke chapter 22, verse 19 to 20. After all the disciples have left him, now there were only 12 that were left. Now Jesus is saying it. There I was talking about I'm eating my flesh and drinking my blood, but now we are going to practice it. Now we are going to do it. Jesus Christ was saying, Mfundisi, I cannot gather the whole world into one room, but if I have these 12 with me, 12 is enough. Remember, Mfundisi, 12 is the covenant number for government. So Jesus was saying it. If I transfer myself to these 12, these 12 will be able to take my message to the world. Now, Mfundisi, this is where the mystery is. There was an exchange that was happening there, because remember, Jesus says, if you eat my flesh, I will stay in you and you will be in me. So now there was exchange. Remember, there were sinners. Remember, he was pure. Now there was that exchange. Now the righteousness was transferred to them. Wow. But the sin came now to Jesus Christ. That's why, Mfundisi, now death was able to follow Jesus Christ. That's why now death was easy. Now it was easy now for death to locate Jesus Christ, because when death looked at Jesus, he said, "I see now there's something here." Jesus. He was not full of sin like this. He was not a sinner, but he was full of sin. He was not a sinner, but he was seen. So now, Mfundisi, I want us to see him. I want to remember how the fall came. The fall came because of eating. But now, when restoration is going to come, it must also come through what? Through eating. That's why Jesus said, "You must eat this flesh and drink my blood." That's why, Mfundisi, Holy Communion is very important. We need to remind ourselves that he died for us and now he's alive. We need to eat Holy Communion and drink his blood. Jesus. But I want you to notice something, Mfundisi. When he's giving them the bread, he doesn't say, "This looks like my body." He says, "This is my body." Jesus. He doesn't say, "This looks like my blood." He says, "This is my blood. You must drink it." So now when we eat this body, when we eat this bread, we are eating Jesus Christ himself. There's no way, Mfundisi, I can be full of death when I'm eating Jesus, who is the life Jesus. Himself. His life is living in me. That's why we are singing Pulapuli today, to live is Christ. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, do you also want to leave me? Do you also want to go? But Peter responded, he said, Master, even if we want to go, to whom shall we go? Because you have the words of life.
Hallelujah.
Because remember, Mfundisi, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are life and they are spirit.
Jesus.
Remember, Mfundisi, the Bible says in the book of Romans, I think it's chapter 6, verse 8, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we are spiritually minded today. We know what he has done for us on the cross, Mfundisi. We are not going to dwell on the death, as much as the death is important, but what is even more important is the resurrection. I want to emphasize today, as we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, we need to know the power that is in the resurrection of Christ. I know Mpulapuli is probably thinking, I've been having this marriage and things are not working out. I'm here today to speak the resurrection power over your marriage.
Jesus.
I'm here today to speak the resurrection power on everything that concerns you, on your destiny. I speak the resurrection power on your studies if you are studying it.
Jesus.
I speak the resurrection power on your finances.
Jesus.
I speak the resurrection power in everything
Jesus.
That you do. May the resurrection power
Jesus.
Of God be made manifest in you. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the third day, Mfundisi, when the grave thought that we are done with him, there's nothing that he can do, on the third day he resurrected. That is why there's so much power, because there are other gods, there are other prophets out there. They came to represent their own religions. They died, Mfundisi. Unfortunately, they did not resurrect. So our foundation as Christians is in the resurrection power. It is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why in the book of John, I think it's chapter number 11, when they call him to say, Lazarus is dying, Master. Please
Jesus.
Come. He did not panic, Mfundisi. He took his time. The more they called him, it's like the more he delayed. Because
Jesus.
He knew, he said to them, I'm the resurrection and the life. Not only does he have that power to resurrect, Mfundisi, but he's the resurrection himself. When he got there, they say, hi, Master. This one is hopeless.
Jesus.
He's been dead for 4 days. But Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. So I'm here to say to Mpulapuli, whatever that is dead in your life, you can speak to it today. You can command it to come back to life. You can tell it rise again. You can tell your marriage rise again. You can speak to your job environment and say rise again. You can speak to your children. Maybe they are troubling you. You can say, I speak to my children. The power of resurrection shall be made manifest in them. So I want to say to them, Mfundisi, if you remember when when Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome went to the tomb, they found the tomb empty. But one thing that we don't realize, Mfundisi, when you read the account of Mark, when they were leaving the house, they were very happy, Mfundisi, saying, we are going to our master, we are going to anoint him. But they did not think, but there's a heavy rock that is closing the tomb. Now as they were walking, they remembered, Mfundisi, there's a rock there. Because sometimes the enemy, when you start something, as you are I'm halfway through, he will show you the obstacles. He will show you what you cannot do. But I like this, Mfundisi. They did not turn back. They still continued. They did not know who was going to roll the stone for them, but they still continued to go forward. So I'm here to say, Pulapuli, you might not know how it's going to be done, but know and believe that God will do it for you. Then they continued. When they got there, Mfundisi, the angel told them to say, go and tell his disciples that he's no longer here. How can you look for the living in the dead? He's alive.
The angel said,
go and tell his disciples and Peter that he's alive and we will meet. They will meet in Galilee. But I want to focus on something, Mfundisi. Why did he mention Peter specifically? Remember, Peter denied Jesus three times before. Now, Peter was in condemnation. Peter was thinking, now there's no way that God would use me. There's no way that God can use me because I've denied him. He prophesied it. I said, no, it's not going to happen. I will die with you. But I still denied him. So it's possible, Mpulapuli, there are areas umfundisi where umphulaphuli has failed and they promised uNkulunkulu ukuthi I will never sin, I will never do this and that, but they find themselves going back. So I'm here today to say that God is restoring you as well.
Wow.
As the angel said, tell the disciples and Peter that he has risen. I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, he is risen. Don't stay in your condemnation. Mpulapuli, he is risen. Don't stay in your self-pity party. Mpulapuli, he has risen. Trust him and go to him wholeheartedly. Surrender to him. He has risen. That's how now Peter Mfundisi was restored. And if you check, Peter is the first one to preach about the power of the resurrection because he's been forgiven. Therefore, he knew that there's so much power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Mfundisi, in concluding, what I want to conclude now, there's a man in the Bible that wrote the book that we read, Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. His name is Paul. Apostle Paul did not have the privilege of walking with Jesus, but he had a revelation of Jesus Christ. He had a revelation of the power of his resurrection. That's why Mfundisi, when he went to the church at Corinth, he said to them, I came to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. And he continued to Mfundisi. He says, my speech was not in wisdom of men, but in the demonstration of power and of the Spirit. Not any power, but the resurrection power. I want you to notice something, Mfundisi. When Paul was writing the book to the Philippians, the man was in prison. The man was writing the book, but he was in prison. Jesus. He understood one thing. On the outside, I might be in prison, but on the inside, I am free. On the inside, I am alive. He understood in Christ we live, in Christ we move, in Christ we have our being. He understood that they might attack me outside, but inside I'm free. My spirit is free and eternal life is guaranteed. In the book of Acts, Mfundisi, when they were beating Stephen, they were beating Stephen with stones, and the Bible says they dragged Stephen out of the city, and Stephen said, I give my spirit unto God. He saw the heavens open. Stephen Mfundisi, he gave his own spirit to God. He said, Lord, I give unto you.
Yeah.
But I want to make a contrast here. But when it comes to Apostle Paul, they beat him as well. They took him out of the city. But the man, because he had a revelation of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, the man stood and went back to the city again. He said, I'm going to preach this Jesus. They can beat me. They can do whatever, but I'm going back again to preach about this Jesus. I'm going to preach about the power of his resurrection. That's why you find in the book of Philippians, Mfundisi, I want to know him. I've not apprehended. I'm like, Paul, you have written 13 books out of 27 in the New Testament, but you are still saying, I want to press on him. I want to know this Christ. I have not attained yet. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, there's still more room for you to press on. For you to press on. You can press on today. As you press on to him, your things will be made well. As you press on today, your healing will come. As you press on today, your children will be obedient. As you press on today, that environment at work will change. I want to pull up on him to be encouraged today that he has risen. He's no longer in the tomb. The tomb could not hold him. So I want to say now, every situation in your life that was not what was not giving in, I speak life to it now. You need to take authority in Mpulapuli, because this authority has been restored. This power has been restored. When Jesus died and resurrected, he gave you that power. You can speak to situations and they will definitely change. I normally say, Mfundisi, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. So Mpulapuli, today speak to those bones, they shall live again.
Yo.
You speak to those bones, they shall live again.
Yeah.
I like Paul Mfundisi. He really understood the power of this resurrection. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, speak to those bones, they will live again.
Wow.
May you not
wow.
be discouraged today. It's possible that things were not going your way. But I want to encourage you today to say, speak to those situations in your life that are giving you problems, that are giving you sleepless nights. And those bones shall live again.
Wow.
So without taking further much time, Mfundisi, I want to say, Mpulapuli, we have suffered, it's enough. Now it's time for you to rise again. Mpulapuli, you have suffered, it's enough. Jesus is giving you this life again.
Mm.
So all you need to do is just devote yourself to him.
Thank you.
Give yourself fully to him. In closing, Mfundisi, when Jesus was walking on the road to Emmaus, he meets these two disciples. They could not even recognize him. Now they are busy speaking to say this man has died. This man said he's going to resurrect again. They don't realize that this man is next to them. Now what I like, Mfundisi, is that as Jesus was breaking the bread, their eyes were opened. Jesus opened their eyes. So may the eyes of Mphulaphuli, the spiritual eyes, let them be opened today.
Thank you.
May Mphulaphuli be able to see things that God wants them to see.
So as
Jesus was preparing to go back to be with the Father, in the book of Luke, the Bible says he opened their understanding. For us to understand the scripture, we need this resurrection power, Mfundisi. So may God open your understanding, Mphulaphuli. Remember his words, alive and spirit. So you are called for a higher life in Christ. You are not called to a life of struggle and a life of trying this and trying that. But the formula is your life is in Christ.
Jesus.
Your life is locked in Christ. The book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, therefore walk in him.
Wow.
We need to walk in this victory, Mfundisi. Mphulaphuli, victory is yours. Embrace this victory and walk in it. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Wow, Mfundisi Wam, thank you very much for such a powerful message, reminding us who we are, that we've got the power and Christ lives inside us. Thank you very much. I'm so speechless. The Lord spoke in a way that is unusual, because really you just qualify this whole passage of Philippians chapter number 1 verse 21, quoting from an Old Testament to a New Testament. And as well, you are telling us, giving us weapons as siqhubekeka with our week, that we should speak resurrection. Everything in our life that have died shall surely resurrect, because Christ lives inside us. And Mfundisi, I will just give you this opportunity to pray for Mphulaphuli. Thank you very much.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak life over each and every listener and those that are watching, oh God, on Facebook Live. Heavenly Father, we pray, let them experience this resurrection power, oh God, over their marriages, over their finances, oh God, over the lack of self confidence. We speak the resurrection power and say they shall be confident again. They shall be courageous again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, over their work environment, I speak the resurrection power.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray, let them know that, oh God, you are in them and you live in them. The ones that are not saved and listening, Father, I pray, send someone, oh God, to them to minister this life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father. I decree, that Mphulaphuli shall never struggle again, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against suffering. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we know, oh God, that persecution will come, but the suffering we're talking about is the suffering of sickness.
Jesus.
We come against it, oh God. We do not embrace it. When persecution comes, oh Father, because we are preaching your name, there's no problem. But the sickness, we rebuke it right now. The lack of supply, we rebuke it.
Yes,
we declare right now, supply from you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Father, I pray for the revelation of this resurrection power over each and every listener, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Let them understand it. Let them apply it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare it shall work for them, oh God. They shall testify and say, we have seen the resurrection power of Christ in our lives. We have seen the resurrection power of Christ in everything that we're doing. Over their businesses, I pray right now, let there be the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Lord, over their dreams, I pray, let there be the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. The things that are dead in their lives, that are supposed to be alive, I speak to them right now. Let them come to life in the name of Jesus. I say, Ephatah, be opened right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. The opportunities, oh God, that we're refusing to open, the doors that we're refusing to open, aitite efataha. Be open right now. Be open right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, be glorified, be magnified, O God. After all is said and done, O God, may you be the one that is receiving the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, Fundis. Ah, yeah, yeah, siyabonga. Shuguti. Each and every time you come here, ngiyakhuphuka. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. And indeed, the Lord is using you in a mighty way. I can tell that you are moving from glory to glory, from power to power. And thank you very much, Mfundisi, for your time. And also, thank you very much to Umama Nomdana Lapekaya for allowing you to be a blessing to our listeners. And as well, Apeskululweni Radio K Pulpit, we salute you and thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.